Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Stefana Johnson with Yoga Lucky Fitness Studio. It's a holistic health and fitness studio here in East Vancouver, right on the border of Kamloops and East Vancouver in Washington. We're in the Pacific Northwest, and it's a gorgeous day today. What I'm going to talk about is the Pilot Your Way method that is the second part of Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill. As a little book that I wrote, Peace Doesn't Come in a Pill, is something that is very simple, ideally as succinct as possible. I get frustrated with books that go on and on and on and on with a bunch of filler that don't get straight to it. So I wrote something that was pretty much straight to the point. And so I thought I'd make some of these videos to elaborate a little bit on it. It still goes into the details, but with me being able to talk about each little section in it allows for me to elaborate a little bit more and then also to take some questions that I'll be filling in with some questions and answers at the end of the series. So today I'm specifically going to introduce the Pilot Your Way method and let you know how it came about. Originally, when I was in the last year of my public school time at high school, I was going to take an elective. I did take the elective. It was aviation. I thought, oh, well, this is fantastic. I will get to fly for most of that period, and that's what we'll be doing. But that's not what happened. As in going to any school, you know that most of the time it's spent actually looking at books or getting a lecture or taking tests. And so that's what we spent the semester doing, is looking at slide rules and learning slide rules, which was incredibly fun. And I remember the moment of discovering how to actually use a slide rule. I have no idea how to use a slide rule now. Completely lost that ability. But I remember discovering and the feeling of what it felt like to actually be able to use the slide rule when I learned how to use it and how exciting that was. And also learning terrains and maps and seeing how you put together a flight plan and all of the components that go into what it requires a pilot to know before they even get into the cockpit. Now, once you get into the cockpit, you have to know so much and understand so much more than the general education that we have. As far as understanding, you know, you're navigating something different than, and at the time that I was taking the classes, we were learning to navigate without electronics as far as automatic. There wasn't, we had to learn, okay, what do we have to get to in order to actually, you know, what does the throttle have to be moved to, and where do we have to get to speed-wise in order to actually have liftoff, and, you know, all the subtle nuances that go into actually piloting a small aircraft. And that was, this whole semester was spent in book learning. So I had no real physical, empirical, or tangible knowledge, and certainly couldn't apply any of the information that I had learned. But found myself even more confused and certainly not confident that I could actually fly an airplane. But if we were passing the class, then we would get a class or a flight with an instructor. So we would get flight time with an instructor, and that was a big deal because fuel was expensive as well as the time with the instructor. So the first time that I went out on the tarmac, and this is at a very, very small airport, incredibly small airport in Arizona, a small town in Arizona. At the time, very small town. But I remember seeing the small airplane and noting that it was something that could actually fit into most living rooms. It's a very, very small airplane, and standing right next to it, I was level with where the windows were. And that just struck me as something very concerning, thinking that that's going to go up in the air and keep us safe. But that's actually what, it wasn't what was going to keep us safe. It was my wits actually my instructors with. So all of these components, and why I'm elaborating on this specific part, is because it gives us the idea, and what I've kind of construed and learned, you know, we learn lessons in our lives, throughout our lives, and I happen to have learned this lesson when I was 15, and I keep learning more about that and discovering more because it was such a profound experience in my life, and especially at the time in my life, because of other things going on, how it impacted me was very significant. So I imagine you can think of times in your life when an experience was incredibly life-changing for you, and it still is something that you go back to and can maybe adjust your own inner compass, right? You'll adjust your own inner compass based on that understanding or based on new understanding of an experience that you've had in the past and influences that you've had in the past where you can see how your life has shifted directions as a result of that. So this experience of flying with this gentleman and being in his presence was profound for me, and it took me a while to process, and it wasn't that the pilot your way method was created when I was 15. In fact, it was only until I had my children that I started seeking out more solutions within myself as opposed to looking in books or looking to, as Rumi says, the stars and books. And instead, I started looking in for myself and looking for the answers within myself. And that is something that I think that we can all learn to do, is to stop looking outside of ourselves for answers and begin to reconnect with this in here. Again, that's what I teach at Yogalachi Fitness Studio. So the pilot your way method is not only an analogy of piloting, you know, flying. You are the pilot in your life. You are in flight by the mere fact that you are alive here today, and you are somewhere along a flight path, and whether that looks like a very bumpy terrain or a very smooth blue skies and everything's lovely, is up to you, is up to what you are creating and how you're adjusting the wings and creating balance or shifting in that turbulence of life and the experience of life. So using Pilot Your Way as the analogy, but also as an acronym. So I'll teach the acronym as I go through each of the next chapters of the book. The Pilot Your Way I have P-I-L-O-T that stands for a specific concept, and we're going to learn that over the next few days. So I wanted to review the previous part one and why that's so important, and that is that awareness, as we become more aware and we realize that we are creators, we can imagine that. Number two, it starts evolving this process of a continuation of our existence. And then from there, when we imagine into being or create what it is we desire from our thoughts, that becomes things. And we understand that we have self-responsibility, personal responsibility, self-control, discipline that we need to govern. Then we can focus in. We focus in on precisely what it is we want to focus on. And then from there, we reach out for the support, or we get the support that's needed, whether it's from people or our environment or the food we eat, the nourishment, mental nourishment, book nourishment, knowledge, wisdom, nature, all of those. We reach out for positive support that actually does help, not harm. And we have to be really clear on that because there's, there's definitely components to that that we need to understand. And so the last two then are to reinforce what's working and release what's not. So we have tools that we develop through that. Now, that process is a continuing process, ongoing. And then the Pilot Your Way method is something that I teach. It's something that can be applied instantly, and it can be applied in a longer period of time. but always understanding from the awareness that we are in flight. You are in mid-flight, and it's good. That's what you should be doing. Life is happening, and you can readjust and make changes as you go, but it's personal responsibility, and that's the fundamental component of what we do, what I teach, and that's why it's always about us taking back the controls of our life, of our body, of our mind, from the inside out, looking for something else to pull the puppet string, okay? And so that's what's fun with the adventure of restoring that, reconnecting that, and expanding in our awareness that we are responsible, not as blame, not as shame, not as guilt, not as some duty, but as the joy of us being here and expressing our existence and our divine presence through the vessels, through our body, through our creation, through our life, which is a creation of art. And that, okay, Dax, come on out, please. And have a little gnome under here. So these concepts are really wonderful for me to share, and I hope that you can benefit from them. Send your questions my way. If you email me at Stefana@yogalachi.com or just visit my site, yogalachi.com, we can connect. And again, send in your questions. So going back to the story with my instructor and seeing that airplane, when I observed that airplane, my instructor observed me. And he observed that I became, and was already, I had walked up with a presence that was full of cockiness, more a false bravado, false confidence. And I, had learned and developed that shell, that false sense of confidence from a very young age, and felt that was a need in order for me to survive. So I had put that up there. But this instructor was very intuitive and very, just an amazing, amazing human being. And he observed that I shifted, and he was kind enough and compassionate enough to communicate to me in a way that I could let that guard down a little bit. And I think that that's a really important concept for all of us to understand, that we can we can express ourselves and share. Check on this time really quickly. And so, and we can share our, okay, so going back, we can share our gifts. And so when he was explaining to me, or he said to me, you need to, he said, you need to just be for a moment. So let's, I kind of went out of the present moment, and he immediately helped me get back into the present moment. And I'm going to describe what he did and teach you the first step on the next show. So I'm Stefana Johnson, and you can find out more about me at yogalachi.com and see the previous episodes that I've been sharing with about peace doesn't come in a pill. And once again, peace doesn't come in a pill, but it does come in your understanding and your awareness that you can create your life, that you are the creator of your life, and you get to choose in any given moment. So hopefully that excites you rather than terrifies you. I'm Stefana Johnson. Have an amazing day.